Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Princess Alexandra Ali, and I am live and in living color. It's 11 a.m. On November the 19th, 2020, 1440 and 1441, respectively. Okay, let's jump into this. I did the videos last night, and I'm going to upload the one for the cabbage and the muffins, or the coleslaw and the muffins. Hope you guys are having a great day. Let's see. We are up and going. Shout out to Bob Wakesa, who's celebrating a solar return today. And Enola Inapebe, shout out for your birthday, your solar return day. May God bless the Scorpios. I'm going to get YouTube up and running, and then we'll be ready to go. I think I was putting I have to change the notice on everything as far as only me, so we'll be all right. Islam, I am Alessandra Ali, in purpura persona, sojourist, in purpura hereditas, and in purpura solo now and all times. No corporation or corporate citizen has presumed jurisdiction over me at any time. Islam, Grand Risings of the Moors. Okay, let's see what we have going on today. Let's see. Let's get into something good. All right, so for the coleslaw, I had a purple cabbage, and I processed it in the food processor, of course. We used shallots, capers, and vegan mayonnaise, and that's how we made the coleslaw. It takes literally 5 minutes, and so you can make as much as you want. I don't tell you the measurements because you just kind of eye it yourself as far as what you want for consistency. Some people like nice, tight coleslaw. Some people like loose, kind of liquidy. And so just go for it, okay? And then if you have things that you're making, you got ideas from us, post them on your site and let us know. And let us know the input from the people that are not vegan. And see how they like. Usually, if you're not vegan and a vegan tries to get you to eat the food, you end up eating all their food. It's like, okay, you want to taste this? Yeah, give me some. Okay, this egg, not this egg, but maybe this, what's expensive in the vegan? Yeah, everything is expensive in the vegan plant-based world. But just to give you an example, like heirloom tomatoes, somebody say, oh, can you give me one of your tomatoes? Okay, my tomato costs $2.99 a pound. Yours costs 30 cents. There's a reason. So I find that funny because sometimes you go in the refrigerator and your stuff is gone and you have to replace it and your stuff costs $8 and their stuff costs 15 cents. All right, there's a big difference. All right, let's see what we can do. I know a lot of people have been doing good as far as trying to help get into the groove of the veganism and things like that. So I'm trying to figure out the easiest way. I know one thing. I talked to you the other day about the vitamins. And one vitamin that I know works is the Olaloa vitamin. They have the, let me go to the website, if it's still drinkyourvitamins.com. Yes, it's still there. Aloha means long life in the language of Hawaii, and they would know. All right, so they have several. All right, so they have the multi energy. They have the sports hydration fuel. They have Olaloa for bone repair. They have Olaloa for B12 if you're low. They have Olaloa for not kids, we say children. And they have Olaloa for energy, B12 repair for children. Okay. So if you're having issues with the bones, that would be a good thing to work with. I think his dad, Richard Koonin, who was a doctor and antioxidant therapy pioneer and best-selling author, he developed this and his son carried it on. But it says it's supposed to be here in Whole Foods, Ralph's, Raley's, Down to Earth, Sprouts, Farmer's Market, New Leaf, Natural Grocers, and the Vitamin Shop. So you can always go online and get it, though. And then they have a celebrity section, the celebrities who use it, because it really keeps you awake for a while, and it's natural ingredients. Okay, it's not like some things that are natural are very, very good in keeping you awake. And I'll give you an example. Olaloa, I don't take it. If I want to stay up, you take it in the morning. And if you need to stay up at night, you take it a few hours before you need it, and then it'll kick in and it'll keep you going for probably about 8 hours, going strong, not sleepy. So a lot of people in Hollywood use it because they're on the set for so long, and you know, it keeps them awake. I think Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White was using it. I think I read where Ice-T uses it, and some other people. So not that celebrity endorsement means anything to me. I don't need the validation, but some people do. And then another thing that will help you stay awake when you're sleepy and you don't have any energy is gunpowder tea. It comes in little beads, and when you boil it, it straightens out in a long leaf. And then something else that is natural that will help give you energy and keep you awake. The night before, you get some dried apricot, and then you soak them in water and eat them. And I'm telling you, I learned that when I did the Beverly Hills diet back in the 80s. And when I had the dried apricot day, I was cleaning everything, going nonstop. And there's no going up like the energy drinks and then crashing. And all that sugar and all that other stuff that's in there, that's not the case with these things I'm telling you about. A lot of people are working hard and stressed, so you need some things to help you adapt. And so that's what we're working with. So if you need energy, take those things. Now, don't overdo it. If you're not getting your rest, you need to go to sleep. But if you do need to stay up occasionally, you know, you could use those things. And that's not the end all. It's just a couple of things off the top of my head. All right. Let's see here. We talked about the sauna, the personal sauna. I hope you guys are researching to get that. It's a very good investment. And just make sure you cover your floors or do it where there's some cement. Or do it outside. You could get a plastic covering and or like a tarp or something, or some carpet squares and put it down, and make sure you clean it after every use because it will get congested. Maybe I'll do my sauna one day. You'll like it. And show you how it works. It comes with a little chair that you sit inside, and then you zip it up, and your head is sticking out. All of this is covered from down. And the steam, there's a dial, there's a remote control. Your arms come out, and the remote control, there are pockets, so you can have your phone there, your remote control there. You know, just chill. And some people start off with 10 minutes. I like to start off with 20 minutes when I start people off, if they can take it. When we were in the military, we used to go to the sauna all the time. Every military gym has a sauna, I think. And so that's, you know, it's not a lot of stuff to do when you're in Oklahoma on a military installation. So either bowling, the bars, movies, sauna, gym, working out. So that's when I started doing the sauna. And then we had the sauna in the house in Long Island. So sauna is good. You can join the Y if they're open now. I don't know if they're even open now. But the Y has, some of the YMCA and YWCAs have saunas in them. And if you can't find one of those, just make the investment so you don't have to even go outside to do it. It's worth it. Okay? All right. Let's see here. So we went over the detergent. I hope you're looking at your ingredients or what's in the products that you're using. Read everything. Read the ingredients. Don't read the front, read the back. That's grocery shopping or shopping list 101. So you have to start substituting things. People that I encounter, because if I encounter you and there's no guarantee that you're going to go through with the protocol. But if I have an inkling that you won't do it, I won't take you on as a client. It'll be an interview and it'll be a no-go because I don't want you to hurt yourself. I would rather you be full committed and go all the way through than starting and stopping. Hey, that's not good. Everybody can't go cold turkey. But what you can do is do it in moderation. Transitionally, if you know that you love meat and you eat dairy, try coming off the dairy for 30 days or 21 days. I think it's been projected that that it takes 21 days to form a habit. So if you're wanting to but not do it cold turkey all at one time, then you can just try to do it in stages. Try to eliminate something every week or every 2 weeks or even every month and see how that works. Because if you go full in and then you backslide, it could do some damage because you've already cleaned the house and you're going to check on the floor with dirty shoes. You're going to pay the price. You might get sick and say it doesn't work. That's what happens a lot when people don't go all the way through and they want to blame someone for something. Don't talk to the person that didn't finish, okay? Don't talk to the person that didn't do it all the way through. And that's with anything. You know, sometimes people say that didn't work. No, the person that was doing it didn't work it, okay? Because even with recommendations for my stuff, my business, you can't even refer people to me if you didn't complete the protocol. I don't want any leaf from your branch because that means you've drawn someone to yourself that's like you. And I don't want to deal with you or the people that talk to you, because they're all of one mind. And if I see that, people say, you know, when I first interview and we talk and everything, if this works, you know, you're going to have so many clients. No, I don't need a referral until you complete and are in good standing. Okay. And it's no blowback to you. It's just that you're not in the mindset to recommend when you're first starting. All right. So if you have the made up mind, you go through with it. Okay. Because you can't recommend something that you don't fully understand or know. If you didn't go all the way to the end, you can't tell somebody what the end is like. And so that's why I don't take referrals. I don't do walk-ins. You can't even reach me unless you know someone who I've worked with. So do your best. I will be here if you are my client. I will be here for you 24/7. Any of my clients will tell you, you can wake me up. If you're on the other side of the world, I will get up in your time zone to help you. But you have to be fully committed. So let's get into something else. We're going to look at vegan soul food ideas for Thanksgiving. So I don't know if coleslaw would be considered a soul food. But I know mac and cheese is. And any of the vegetables, you just don't put meat in it, and it'll be vegan. All right. Let's think of some things. Okay, we're freezing up a little bit. Okay, let's just go to Plan B. Mercury acting like it's still retrograde. So I was in a study last night, and now I'm going to get the research printed on this, but we found out that some people are using, for the meat that's in the grocery store, some of that is human meat. So y'all better get it together, because we don't know what y'all are eating. Please, you gotta get right. Okay, let's see what we have here. Green bean casserole. That would be easy. Now, my grandmother Dell used to make asparagus casserole. And that was her red velvet cake and her asparagus casserole were like the top two things that we loved eating at her house. She would take the asparagus in the can. She wouldn't use the fresh one because it wasn't soft enough. And then she would layer it with cream of mushroom soup, and then cheese and butter. So, as you know, my favorite person in the whole universe, I loved my grandmother. I still do. She's with me every day. So I would try to veganize her recipes. And so, for the cream of mushroom part, I would use maybe, I would do a cream base. Instead of the mushrooms, I would just do a cream base with a non-dairy milk. And the other day we were in that book, the vegan book, that we were talking about buttermilk fried chicken, but she used the oyster mushrooms to make the chicken. But the buttermilk part of it was just using apple cider vinegar and any non-dairy milk and it would kind of cream it or make it kind of sour, but use it for cooking instead of using buttermilk and things like that. And then you can substitute the butter for the Earth Balance butter in the red container. And then you could also use the vegan cheese. So for my grandma's recipe, I would take the non-BPA lining can of asparagus, or maybe steam it all the way down to the limp stage, and then layer it with some cream that I make. You could use coconut cream. You could use oat milk with a, any kind of non-dairy milk with the aquafaba and whip it. And it will, you can use aquafaba to make meringue. It has the same consistency as eggs, but it won't block your arteries like eggs do. Eggs, shrimp, lobster, those high cholesterol things will bust your heart open, especially after you've cleaned out. You cannot go back. You cannot go back if you do it. So I would say go ahead and get your fun. Do all your stuff that you want to do. If you know that you can't handle it, don't take it. Don't do it. All right? I know people want instant relief, but instant relief can last for a lifetime. You know, I've had my instant relief for 13 years now. February, I think, will be 13 years or 14 years, 2006, that I started my journey. February 6, 2005, I think. I had my appointment with the doctor. And so, and I don't go back. I can't go back. I'll get sick. I will get sick if I eat stuff that is not good for me. Right. So I can always tell what's in the ingredients by the way my body reacts to it instantly. I went to a, when I was still into sushi after I lost the weight, got rid of the weight, I ordered whitefish roll, something like that. And I said to her, this says it has cream cheese. Does it have cream cheese? Can you make it without cream cheese? No cream cheese, no cream cheese. It had cream cheese because I started reacting before I left the table. And so I don't eat out a lot. And with the COVID now, a lot of restaurants don't have, but I like to make my own stuff because I know what's in it. And, you know, sometimes the stuff in the restaurants come prepackaged, and the chef doesn't know what's in it. You know, they unbox it, they put it in the refrigerator, and the box is in the trash. They just know what it's supposed to look like, the color it's supposed to be, and what it's supposed to smell and taste like. That's about it. They don't know what the ingredients are sometimes. And so, and that's a problem because you could get sick and not even know what made you sick. So try your best to make your stuff at home. Put one day aside for experimenting with stuff. Get all the fruits and nuts and stuff, seeds that you like, and make a little cake. All right? You don't have to go on these cooking shows or cooking channels to find out what you like. You've been with yourself for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. You should know what you like. And then just get the ingredients for it. And then just go from there, okay? All right. So let's see. Let's do some reading here. We can't talk about Thanksgiving with Thanksgiving recipes without finding an option for green bean casserole. So you can do the green bean casserole. You can substitute green beans if you don't like that for asparagus or whatever vegetable you like. And by switching out the canned cream of mushroom soup typically used in green bean casserole for a homemade version, this Thanksgiving meal favorite is not only veganized, but also much lower in sodium. The vegan cream of mushroom soup is made with almond milk, chickpea flour, mushrooms, and a few key spices. So if you're still eating mushrooms, I don't eat mushrooms because it's a fungus. I don't use almond milk because almonds are not good for melanated people. I would substitute for coconut milk or oat milk or hemp milk, and I would use the chickpea flour You can use another vegetable besides mushrooms, the fungus, and some spices, and then just go from there. Everything that you see as far as plant-based and vegan recipes, you might not be able to eat all the whole part of it, but just take what you can and substitute the other part. Now, this is a, I'm going to copy this. This is at the website wellandgood.com. I'm going to copy this link and put it in the text chat, and it will give you some ideas. So I think you could just click on it, wellandgood.com, and they have vegan Thanksgiving. And it's also on Pinterest.com. Look up ideas, whatever you say, I don't want that in my food, substitute it for something else, okay? At least have one or two dishes to try. And then don't tell your guests, just let them try it, because people make judgments. They stick up their nose, vegan, no, that's too healthy. And when they eat it, they don't even know it. So there's a one here, the Thanksgiving spiral tart. It's got purple and orange, looks like squash. Okay, take it to the next level. Thanksgiving spiral tart. This next level take on traditional mashed potatoes is as rich in nutrients as it is in color. The base consists of mashed cauliflower or potatoes. I don't use either one. The cauliflower is not good for melanated people, skin, and potatoes, too starchy. It's a bad carb. But if you want to use it, if you're still eating that, by all means do it, but I would substitute for me if I wanted to try this dish. I would use the yucca root. You can have yucca fries. It's starchy. It's starch-like, but it does. It's not a carb. It's a root. Okay, so you just peel it with a peeler, slice it up, and do what you want to do with it. You can boil it and turn it into a potato or cauliflower mock potato, mashed potato consistency. Use the eggplant. I wouldn't use carrots. I would use the cabbage and greens to make the spiral and top it off with the vegan gravy, which could be a broth mixed with the chickpea flour. You know how you do the roux. And then we have a quinoa stuffed acorn squash and pipián rojo. Made with pumpkin seeds, roasted tomato, dry pasilla, arbol, and anko chilies. The savory heat of a, now heat, that would be some heat. All right, so don't give these, don't give your children these things that are so spicy, because as an adult, you can take it, but they would be crying. I put on my site the other day, this guy was doing the one chip challenge. He's like, eh, but then he was calling the dogs after that. Teriyaki glaze, sweet potatoes. The teriyaki sauce, I would make that from scratch. I wouldn't use any soy sauce or anything like that. Try the Japanese purple sweet potatoes. They're purple on the outside and they're white on the inside. And they're sweeter than anything that's grown here. Okay, sweet potato dinner rolls. That's a nice twist. Bye, Blog Talk Radio. See you soon. Another creative way to cook with sweet potatoes this Thanksgiving is to use them as the dough for dinner rolls. It's sweeter, more nutrient-rich take on bread-based rolls. They're perfect for dipping in gravy. And you can blend them with flour. And you only need 6 ingredients to whip it up. Homemade cranberry sauce. Even though canned cranberry sauce is vegan, it's often high in sugar and high fructose corn syrup, which can give it an artificial candy feel. This recipe calls for frozen or fresh cranberries, orange juice, maple syrup, vanilla extract, cinnamon for a more robust and complex flavor profile. Okay. Maple syrup, make sure it's the natural one. They have a roast here, but it's tofu. Don't mess with tofu. Don't mess with soy. I'm begging y'all. Vegan meatballs and mushroom gravy. So you can do the vegan meatballs. We've done those. And then instead of mushroom gravy, you can use a gravy. Just use the vegetables. Strain the vegetables and use the stock. Add the flour to thicken it up. Add your seasonings, salt and pepper. It'll be good to go. I like the restaurant. There's a restaurant in Houston called True, I think it is. They make this kale salad with grapefruit parts. And they have a pizza there that I love all the time. I used to eat it there. They make their dough out of grain, and the cheese is made in the restaurant, made out of nuts. Vegan stuffing, you can use the bread, millet bread and grain breads instead of white bread. And then even if you don't have a bird to stuff, you can still make epic Thanksgiving stuffing. Follow this recipe for a classic bread-based version, which also includes plenty of vegetables and spices. The key is to cooking the bread until it's slightly crispy. That way it won't taste mushy, but will soak up the vegetable stock. Okay? All right. Pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. Andrew's vegan restaurant in, what part of New Jersey is Andrew? Andrew has the best cakes, best vegan cakes. He used to use a lot of almond flour and almond milk with his vegan cakes, but now he uses coconut everything. I'm going to look it up real quick, and then we're out. Andrew's Cafe in New Jersey. Oh, Andrew's Healthy Food. I guess they closed down, probably because of COVID, in Bayonne, New Jersey. But his food is fabulous. So, you know, the thing is, a lot of these places are closed, and a lot of places will not open back. We're in a 90-day countdown, and you're about to see things that are about to change in the world. The world has been flipped, okay? So you're going to have to start learning how to do these things on your own. Make it a family event, you know? Have the parents and the children cooking and thinking about ideas. Let your kids tell you their favorite foods, and then you can start working from there. All right, so I'm going to upload the videos that I took the last 2 days with the dishes that we were making, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Islam, peace out. Okay, you gonna finish the thing out?